Hi, this is Dan telling the story of the world. You're listening to Lesson 4. Lesson 4 is about Noah and his children. Let's listen. Noah, his family, and the animals are now floating in the ark. The flood rains probably began in November and they ended in March. That's about 5 months of rain. That's a long time for it to be raining, isn't it? Well, after a while, the water started to slowly go away. They drained kind of like the water does in your bathtub, but it took a lot longer. Noah's ark rested on the top of a tall mountain in Armenia called Ararat. Noah, his family, and the animals left the ark and started a brand new world. From Noah's family, the earth was populated again. The animals spread out in every direction and filled the earth. If you remember from our last story, Noah had three boys. Their names were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And they went with their families southward to the country of Shinar, which was a beautiful and fruitful land near what is now called the Persian Gulf. Here, they settled down on the borders of the Euphrates River, and this is where the first nations were formed. And over the next 100 years, Noah's family had so many kids, you could barely count them. Noah and his sons told their children the story of the world before the flood. They told them how the people hurt each other, and how God brought the flood to put an end to the violence, and how God saved Noah and his family from the flood by putting them in the ark. Noah also told his children what God commanded them after the flood, how God told Noah and his children to spread out, fill the earth, raise families, and to love and to live peacefully with each other. But many people didn't listen to what Noah said. Instead of spreading out and filling the earth, they stayed in one place, built a city and a tower as a symbol of their intention to disobey God. So, on the eastern bank of the River Euphrates, they started laying the foundations of a building which came to be known as the Tower of Babel. Their building materials were bricks that had been baked in the sun. Instead of mortar, they cemented the bricks together with a sort of slime or pitch, which was abundant in that country. Now imagine this tower going up, up, and up. Now, in our next lesson, we'll talk about what happened to that building. This is Dan. Thanks for listening. Until next time, remember this: be good